And now we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a weekly segment where we talk about current issues facing the state and the nation, featured in columns on the newspaper's op-ed pages. The issue of abortion and how available it should be has been on the front line of debate in the U.S. for more than 50 years. And in recent weeks and months, we've seen states like New York and Virginia far on one side and Alabama and Georgia far on the other side. And now New York Senator and Democratic presidential candidate Kirsten Gillibrand has told the Des Moines Register about abortion that, quote, it is wrong to deny women basic human rights, and there are some issues that have such moral clarity that we have as a society decided the other side is not acceptable, end quote. Phil Boas, editorial director of the Arizona Republic, has written a column about Gillibrand's comments and is with me for his weekly appearance to talk about it. Phil, let's start off with what bothered you most about what Gillibrand said.
Well, what's really disturbing is that there has been no issue as polarizing over the last 50 years, over my lifetime, as abortion. There are broad divisions still in this country. So you can split it one way, and that is legalization and criminalization. And that's one way to split it. And if you look at it like that, there a majority support legalization. But if you split it another way, and that is criminalization or restrictions of some sort, then a majority of Americans are for that. Mm-hmm. And so a great number of Americans believe abortion should be legal, but it should be regulated and made to be what Bill Clinton said was rare. That's what it ought to be.
Is this issue then more nuanced among a huge majority of Americans than those on either extreme side want us to believe?
It's much more nuanced than Gillibrand is pretending right now. And that's she's not going to have any success getting to this point because there are just large swaths of Americans who don't agree with her or not maximalist in their views that it should be legal without restrictions. And so she won't get her way. But what she said is disturbing because she wants to take abortion. She says it should be beyond dispute, beyond debate. And abortion is so morally ambiguous. It's been a difficult debate and a difficult argument. And that's why we talk about it. And need to still talk about it.
Now, you have not been shy, you and I have been doing this for quite a while, about calling yourself a conservative Republican. So I want to make sure we get this out, not your personal views, that's not important here. We have heard people on the extreme right, some in this state, we've seen states around the country, which is their right to try to eliminate Alabama, trying to eliminate all clinics that would do abortions. Is she getting too much flack for this? Have we given the right, extreme right, enough criticism on this point by trying to get rid of it entirely? She wants to get rid of the discussion. Some people want to get rid of the process entirely. Where do you stand on that?
Well, yes, but what has happened is we've developed a kind of compromise in America, in which the courts have intervened and have made abortion legal, and yet the state legislatures have introduced regulation on it, and that has been kind of the compromise that we have had. Now you have extremes on both sides that are pushing for the maximalist view, my way or the highway, okay? Mm-hmm. And you're right, that happens on both sides. But most of the criticism has been of the my way or the highway on the right, okay? So let's go back. So New York and Virginia just passed legislation to take away regulation from abortion, okay? Get rid of the compromise. That's what they did. They were hardly criticized in the national media for doing that. Alabama and Georgia come along and do something short of that because abortion was still legal there and had to be because of the courts. And we're heavily criticized in the national media for it. So my position on this is that abortion is so morally ambiguous that all sides need to be conflicted by it. Okay, and here's why I mean that, what I mean about that. On the left, you need to recognize that, you know, abortion is a stark thing. You are dismembering a body or dismembering what would become a human being if untouched. That should give you pause when you approach this issue. If you're on the right, go and read what doctors in emergency rooms were seeing pre-Roe v. Wade and look at the kind of butchering that was done to women and the poisoning of women done by back alley abortions. That should give you pause and make you conflicted as well on the right. Mm-hmm.
Phil, let's wrap up with Gillibrand specifically again. So she is running for president. She is not really showing up in the polls. Is this simply a political maneuver by her? And as we've seen with a couple of other issues during this campaign already, we've seen sometimes maybe 10 of the other 25 candidates will then jump on and say, hey, that's not a bad idea. Do you think this is a shot in the dark by her politically? And do you think that there are going to be any other candidates here who follow her lead?
Well, there's so many candidates that it's very hard to be heard. And she's trying to be heard. But it should tell you something that a candidate will say anything to get elected. And I think she's done that. I think what she has done is extreme. I think Democrats who are concerned about the authoritarianism, the authoritarian impulses of a Donald Trump, and rightly so, should also be concerned about the authoritarian impulses of Democrats who are trying too hard to get noticed right now.
Okay. Phil Boas, thanks.
Thanks.